This is CliffCentral.com.
Please note that the views expressed and the advice provided in this show are for general advice and entertainment purposes only. Nothing stated should be treated as a substitute for your own independent legal advice based on your own specific facts and objectives. Therefore, the presenter and CliffCentral.com accept no liability of any nature whatsoever, either expressed or implied.
Law, like you've never heard it before. The Laws of Life with Gary Hertzberg on CliffCentral.com.
I'm Gary Hertzberg, and this is the Laws of Life on CliffCentral.com. Alongside me today, Lionel Makokotlelo.
Dumela Gary and Dumela to our podcasters, and today it is Tuesday, the swaggest legal show in the country, or the continent rather, is on.
Yep. Today's show, Lines, is about the TV license fees that SABC charges you for the pleasure of watching their programs.
What do they show?
Well, we're going to find out what they show, Lines, and what they charge in effect. One of our guests today has had a long-running battle with SABC over his TV license fees and penalties. It's been ongoing for years and years.
Wow.
At times, Lines, he's been so aggravated with the SABC and its lawyer collectors that he just about told them to...
Food's at Monaco's, number one is Honda.
Yeah. Did you actually tell him to foot sec, or did you use
a
little simpler? Yeah,
a little bit simpler.
You know, that TV license fees are giving rise to all kinds of questions and issues, and today we're going to take some of those questions. One of them we're going to be dealing with is, do you need a TV license to watch subscription services like Netflix? Well, that's good news, Lance.
That's refreshing, I must say.
Yeah. I think I saw one of the comments to that little clip. Can Manchester United win the Premier League? And the answer is no way, Jose. Jose is the manager.
Yeah. Oh, shame, man.
So many South Africans are presently watching video on demand digital broadcasting, as you know, Lines. And I know the SABC would love to get their broadcasting act changed so that they can include the laptops and all the portable devices for their programs, but I don't know if they'll come right with that.
Well, it just shows you the evolution of our consumers and how we consume media these days, just because we don't necessarily have to rely to the traditional form of media just by actually paying TV license. You can actually stream things and watch it on your laptop in your comfortable and watch what you like, as opposed to being fed things that don't necessarily speak to your taste.
Absolutely. Yeah. Another question we'll be answering today is, what if you have a TV in your home, listen to this one, but you don't use it? It's just there. You never watch anything. Or you only watch DSTV and never SABC programs. Do you still need a license?
You gotta have a license. Yeah, you gotta have a license. We asked him why the man replied, oh, you gotta have a license.
Sorry.
Yeah,
where did you get that?
Lance, there are tons of honky-tonk country western fans that love that kind of rubbish.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, you're one of a kind.
Cheese, big capital C. The way the Broadcasting Act has been written, Lines, the answer to that one is, if you have a TV in your house, do you still pay a license whether you watch or not? The answer is yes. It's a crazy answer. We'll deal with it in more detail.
Oh, yeah.
Joining us today is advocate Stephanie Fick. Now, she is head of legal at OUTA, O-U-T-A. It stands for the Organization Undoing Tax Abuse.
Yep.
Remember, they were the forerunners of the fight against e-tolls.
Yeah.
Today, they've evolved. They're fantastic. They take up a lot.
They're into illegal cigarettes. I see their billboards. They're doing quite amazing stuff.
I don't know if they're into illegal
cigarettes. Like against. Fighting against illegal cigarettes.
We'll check with Stephanie if she's smoking illegal cigarettes.
Oh, no. Did you hear about the ruling that you can now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's some new ruling on Dacha, I think. think it is, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Stephanie will introduce in a little more detail as we go along. Our Facebook page, The Laws of Life with Gary Hertzberg, aligns the Twitter handle.
At Hertzlaw, H-E-R-T-Z-L-A-W. That's where you can actually touch base with us. You can like our Facebook page. If you've got any topic that you'd like us to talk about, you can simply drop us a line and we'll make it upon that we find a specialist who is going to break down the jargons and make it upon that we make a law more reliable and relatable.
Our partner today is Legal Talk South Africa. They have more than now 195,000 members.
Bravo.
It's incredible.
Bravo. Well
excellent.
Done.
It yeah, really no. is excellent.
Well done.
Yep. Eldon, I'm not giving your surname in case SABC picked this one up. Because okay. you've been a naughty boy in their eyes for 6 years.
That's correct.
Yeah, you never paid your license and then they chased you. And what happened with the story? What went on there?
Well, about 6 years ago, I fell in a bit of hard times and bought my license late. And then I found out that after I bought it, they still said to me I owe them 75 rand. I paid the 75 rand a month later. And they phoned me and said, now you still owe us 25 because you paid after the end of the month on the 1st. And that's when I told them to basically get lost. Mm. And been fighting them since then.
What were these 25 rands that they were charging you?
That was just penalties. Mm. Penalties for late payment.
Did they explain to you what, did they tell you it was penalties or did you kind of work it out eventually or what did you think it was?
Well, they said that, that the law states they can.
Yeah.
And
so let's just go back. 6 years ago, TV license fees were 250 rand per annum.
Something like that.
Yeah, it
yes.
was. Yeah. yeah. Okay. Or roughly about yeah. that. They were hitting you 25 rand a month, which is 10%.
That's correct.
For non-payment.
For non-payment.
With
or late payment.
Yeah. So in those days, they could charge you 10% per month, not per annum, per month.
Per month.
Up to a maximum of
10 months.
10 months, 100%. So if you didn't pay your TV license, you not only owed them you owed them 500 rand at the end of the year.
That's correct.
If you didn't pay that, and I think they still do it, they would get their lawyers onto you.
Then their lawyers would phone you. We won't mention the name of the firm. Yep. And they would give you a hard time. And at the end, I just
stood your ground.
Stood my ground, and I actually begged them to sue me, which I didn't want to do. Because I said to them, as far as I'm concerned, your laws are unconstitutional, and it's not right. You're worse than the loan sharks.
Now, I mean, you know, you're kind of in business. You do peace kind of construction work.
Yes.
You know interest rates and all the rest. Mm. I mean, you know what your interest rate on a bond is, like
10%? 10%, yeah.
Per annum?
Per year.
Per annum. Your credit card? I mean, the max there is what? I think we all know. Well, we all have credit cards. We're all paying interest on that. It's roughly 19%, 20% around there.
Somewhere
per
around.
Annum.
Yes.
Who's paying 10% a month? No one that I know.
Only SATV.
SABC TV.
Yeah.
Not only, I mean, the embarrassment of receiving phone calls. You know, you could be sitting with anyone, next thing mm-hmm. you get a phone call, Mr. So-and-so, we're going to sue you.
Well, horrible. That, and they also send you SMSs telling you the sheriff was at your house and he couldn't get you and that he's back on his way. They lie.
So they say they're going to send you a summons or the sheriff has been there yeah. or they're going to take your furniture yeah. away.
And then they give you, and at the end they get your email address and they send you emails. And they give you an email address for them. It never works.
Mm. Did they ever threaten to blacklist you?
I'm not too sure if they did because I wanted them to sue me. I didn't care if they blacklisted.
I hate that word blacklist. I think the correct word is adverse payer on credit bureaus.
Yeah.
Yep. They're not allowed to do that. I don't think they do. The credit bureaus don't
not
accept
far,
it.
No.
I think that was decided in many years ago that you cannot be listed for non-payment of TV license.
Yeah. And then also, like you said, with the TV. I said to them, I don't watch TV. I don't have a TV to watch. Then they said, do you have any form of thing in your house which can do? And I had an old TV standing in my house. And I said, yes. They said, then you have to have a TV license. So I begged them to come and fetch it. I said, why must I go throw it away? I said, you're welcome to send your inspectors. You can come take all the TVs in my house. You may have them.
Yeah. Do you know that unfortunately the law, as it stands,
is they are right.
Is if you have a TV in your house, whether you use it or not, could be in the attic, could be in the basement, it could be whatever.
Well,
if there's a TV in your house, whether you watch it or not, you have to pay TV license fees. That's the law.
That's the law. So what I done is I loaded it in the bucket and went through it on their ship. Somebody must have picked it up and they'll be using it illegally anyway.
This law should be changed. In the UK, which has also got TV license fees, you don't need a TV license if you never watch or record programs. And what they do is they have, and they're jacked up in the UK, they have inspectors that come round to your house.
Yeah.
And they can see whether you've been watching or recording. Apparently,
I don't think we have inspectors anymore.
Well, if we do, they're not, I mean, I don't think anyone's knocked on anyone's door that I know for I don't know how long. If they do have inspectors, they're probably sitting in the pub or whatever. I don't know. I don't know anyone who's heard
I don't
of
think
one.
So. All you get is the debt collectors.
What kind of threats did the debt collectors make on you? What did they say? If you don't pay, what will they do?
Well, they basically said the sheriff will arrive, or they didn't threaten me too much because I don't worry about threats. Been through it, and I just stand up and I said to them that they are illegal, and they said I'm illegal.
Yeah.
And that's when I found out, okay, I'm illegal because I've got a TV even if I don't use it, so I got rid of it. Mm. Rid of it so that I would become in the law again, so that my rights would be right. And But one of the main reasons I was kicking against it was at 60, they do not accept you as a pensioner, even though our constitution says you are a pensioner.
What age are you, Eldon?
I'm 66.
If anyone who's entitled to or is in receipt of a pension from the authorities is entitled to what they call a concessionary TV license.
Yes, that has changed.
And it's 74 Rand as opposed to now, TV license fees are 265 Rand annum. And your penalty is not 25 Rand anymore, it's 26 Rand, whatever it is.
Mm.
Yeah. So you wanted to get a pensioner's discount on your TV and they wouldn't give it to you because you were not in receipt of the official, is it called SASSA? What's it called?
SASSA, yes.
Yeah. SASSA. You weren't in receipt of, although you were overage. It doesn't mean that if you're over 60 that you automatically entitled to a pension. I think we all know that.
No,
you've got to pass a means test.
You have to put your means test and fall under a certain bracket of income, yes.
So for 6 years, you were badgered and hectored, as I use, and nagged and phoned and SMS'd for this very TV license ordeal and penalties. You went through this for 6 years?
For 6 years, yes.
What's happened now?
Now, the last thing they phoned me, they said, okay, we want you to settle. We will write off all the debt, which is 1,970, whatever it is, penalties. Yeah. If you pay 23 Rand or 25 Rand 50, I think it is.
Yeah.
I've got it on my phone.
When was this now?
That was the day when I agreed to come on.
Onto the show.
Onto the show, yeah. About an hour after me and you spoke on the phone.
Yeah.
And now they're saying, okay.
Maybe they recorded your phone. They heard us talk.
Maybe they bugged my phone.
Now, yeah.
But anyway, long story short, I think they were also fighting me hardballing them. Because every time they phoned, I said, are you recording? They said, yes. I said, please sue me and put down the phone.
Yeah.
And then somebody else would phone. Sometimes you can get 3-4 calls from different people in the same organization in one day. And I ask them to get their ducks in a row and please only one person phone me because I'm going to sue them for harassment.
Is it 3 people in the same lawyer's firm or different lawyer's firms?
Same lawyer's firm.
Yeah.
They're not very organized.
I mean, if you think about it, over the 6 years, how many calls did you receive?
Thousands.
Really?
Might probably cost them more on telephone bill than what they got. Because they're going to, I don't know, I want to find out from you if it's legal. If I pay them the 23 or 25 Rand now, then hopefully I'll stop getting calls. But I'm not going to buy a license because I don't have a TV.
Maybe you're going to miss the calls, Eldon.
Well.
And they became friends.
I'll have some spare time on my hands.
When they stop calling you, you'll be at a loss. You may have to start calling them.
Yeah. Well, I think the argument and the fight still needs to go on. I think that there are many, many people in this country which cannot afford TV licenses, which cannot afford data, so they can't do streaming and Netflix and all those things because they haven't got money. And I believe that, I don't even know how they get the electricity to run. In Lesotho, they use batteries and converters.
Do you think that TV license fees should be abolished?
Yes, definitely.
And do you think that the public, the 55 million of us South Africans, plus all the foreign nationals included, should be getting this free?
I believe so. And I would love to know officially how many people have licenses. I would be surprised if it was 10%. Most probably less.
Well, strictly, if you buy a TV, as we all know, from a store, they
have to produce a license.
Yes, otherwise they can't sell it to you. And I don't think they can get around that.
No, they can't.
I think that is tightly controlled. Lines, I think you... Oh, yes. Yeah. You can stand on your head, unless they get around it in some crooked way, but...
I was going to say, you can crook the books, but that's not the way you go. Find somebody who's got a license.
Yeah, I think if you buy from a reputable store, they will not sell it to you. Mm-hmm. So it should be licensed per TV.
You're allowed as many TVs as you can as long as you've got one license. If I have a license in my home, it makes all my staff and everybody and anybody who's in my properties licenses TVs legal, as far as I know, because then they just say it's mine.
Eldon, you're a Christian, very strong Christian,
yes.
And I think you house a lot of people on your property?
Yes.
How many people are watching TV on your property?
Well, all of them.
How many?
Excepting me, I don't have a TV in my house.
No, but the people that you kind of look after, seven people.
There's about seven TVs on my property, which are not mine, which people have, and not one of them have a license. They can't afford it.
So where do they get these TVs?
Charity. People buy big screen TVs and they throw the old ones out. And I have a charitable organization, so I get them.
And people watch it.
But, it's the only form of entertainment they have, and I pay the electricity, so. And I feed them, and I give them a room.
Stephanie from Arta, you're an advocate. How do you feel about this 10%? What is your gut on this one?
I think the way you've put it, it sounds ridiculous. But may I say the following? I think in principle we need to be wary of the fact that it is legislation. Now we all know the fact that there's legislation doesn't mean we can't tackle it. And if it's unfair, our courts and our constitution makes provision for the fact that you can attack it. Now the 10%. Seems to be a bit unfair, but I want to say the following. I think I want to go a little bit wider. I mean, the SABC is maybe now for the first time maybe getting back on its feet, but historically we were dealing with an SABC that was struggling, and all we heard is the money that was wasted. And in that environment, hearing that, to then pay 10% on a license that will go where? So it's very difficult for people to then pay an amount, and then if you whether that's on purpose or not, maybe a month or two late, because we all forget we have lives, and then to pay this 10% is a lot of money. So and it all goes, and I agree that if this is applied around the country and it's applied fairly, and it's and the money is paid towards an SABC that's giving the people something, I think people will be more inclined to abide by legislation and legislation to this type of legislation.
I think that's really wise words. And just from my own self, I would pay a TV license if I knew the funds were going to help the poor. And that the people who cannot afford it have some form of being able to get the exemption. I'm not saying the world is more let the rich pay and the poor don't have to, but there is a cut-off line somewhere where I believe it becomes very unjust to make the people do things which they cannot afford. And
let me tell you some interesting information. I looked at the SABC annual report 2018, which came out earlier this year. It's 142 pages. This is what I do in my spare time.
Wow.
The corporation reported a net loss
of
$622 million.
Oh.
They say in brackets, total comprehensive loss of $1.2
billion.
That's okay. Ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, this is outrageous. The corporation still faces, according to the annual report, tough economic conditions, which sees expenses exceeding the revenue generated. Okay. Now, this is interesting. The advertising revenue that they receive is 71% of their income, and license fees comprises only 14%. So really, they rely on advertisers.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. If they put out rubbish, they're not going to get the advertisers. So we really only contributing 14%. And for that 14%, the argument could be, just get rid of it, you know, give it to people free, let the 55 million South Africans enjoy it for nothing, and we'll give you better content, and you can have it for free. Unlike the UK, where they may have a richer population, it's a first world country, we're not, and our people can't afford it necessarily. So I have personally, I think that for 14%, and a lot of fees are paid to lawyers to collect that 14%, and whatever it may be, I think that we should get it for free. That's just a personal thing.
It would be very interesting to find out how much of that 25 rand actually goes to SABC.
Well, I can tell you that according to that very report, the irregular expenditure was stated by the SABC as 5 billion. The irregular expenditure. Now, you know, this was at the time when they had,
mismanagement.
Yeah.
Those were some of the cases that they actually were dealing with, because now they are talking about retrenching about 30,000 people. So people are now on the brink of actually losing their jobs. So you can actually imagine the cycle effect in the economy.
And this is our national broadcaster. Thank there are people you. That cannot afford Mnet and DSTV and anything else.
Yeah.
The masses of our country, the rural people, and the people that live just kind of below poverty line or so, their only, as you said, is radio and TV, is their only form of joy.
Yes.
Are forced to pay kind of fees that they shouldn't have to pay. And then the content is not the best. I mean, if you take the top show, according to their 2018 annual report, what's the top show on SABC?
It should be Generation. I wonder if it's still Generation, the Legacy, because they also had a problem there with the main actors who actually decided to boycott the soapy. So it would be quite interesting to find out the new one. Sorry, by the way, I don't have a TV. I haven't had a TV for the past 10 years, so I wouldn't know. So, but I would suspect.
Lance, I can tell you this, that the top TV show is Uzalo.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
SABC 1, 24 million.
Wow.
Okay. The second one is, you're right, Generations, the Legacy, 23 million. And then Skim Sam.
Oh, Skim Sam.
Yeah, 17.5 million. That's the number of people that are watching these programs. Incidentally, Pirates versus Chiefs. It's rated number 18.
Ha!
8 million.
Wow.
I mean, that's incredible. 8 million people that are watching a football match.
Yeah.
Pirates and Chiefs. The news lines rank 7 and 8, Zulu 6 and 7, 11.6 million people.
Wow.
And then the soapy scandal has 12 million people.
Wow.
Interesting. Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it?
No, it's very, very much interesting. But I guess it also just shows you that TV, it's very important in our society, because this is where people get to be educated. What it also does, it also brings narratives that people don't necessarily want to talk about it, and bring it to the table of knowledge so that we can actually start having a dialogue. The likes of those soapies, they actually are becoming quite educational in terms of teaching people about their rights, about what to do in an event of certain things actually happening to them.
Yeah.
So it is very important that the broadcaster must be functional in a sense that the society itself can be actually educated, but better, more informed, so that they can actually be make better decisions with their lives.
The new chairperson, I think we call them, of SABC, Bong Musa Makatini, has, let me tell you about him. It's interesting. He comes from KZN, and he has a Harvard, he went to Harvard. It's nice to know that we have, you know, someone of real intelligence that's running the SABC as opposed to who didn't have a matric. You know what I'm saying? Here we have a Harvard graduate. He also has a master's degree, MCOM,
wow,
in business management and economics. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure he's going to make a hell of a difference as
we
opposed
hope.
To the misrepresented matric that our last person. I mean, it's a disgrace. Absolute. Yeah. Do you remember the advert? Who remembers this one? Marketini, it reminds me of.
Oh, yeah, the lunch bar.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lunch bar made a big name for themselves.
Oh, yes.
How did
Marketini.
It go on? Yeah. Are you Marketini? No, are you. Whatever. He says, no, Marketini from Maritzburg.
Yeah.
Also. Not from Edinburgh. Yeah, something like that.
Yes.
Yeah, very interesting. So now we're going to go back to Stephanie, and we're going to talk a little bit about the law. So, Stephanie, I hope that Arthur will make a bit of a noise on this 10% penalty that people have to pay. That's why I invited you into studio, because I know you people have got clout. Tell us a little bit. We'll come back to the TV licenses. I want to know a bit about Arthur. You started off, as I said, as the ETOL opponents, and today you're a big organization taking on the government on every level, and it's you're apolitical. It doesn't matter who you've you know, whoever wants to join with you. Tell us a bit more.
Thank you so much. It is really an honor to talk about the organization Undoing Tax Abuse. Now, let me stand still at the topic we're dealing with. One of our projects is SABC. So we, except for our for the whole ETOL scenario and ETOL case that's dragging on, and hopefully we will end up in court and be able to get this in front of a court, the collateral challenge and all of that. But more importantly, maladministration and corruption that has plagued our nation now since the last administration. SABC, we are very proud to say that we are involved in Slari Mutsuning, in the sense that we applied to the court to become an amicus curiae in the matter where the SABC said to the pension fund that they must sort of hold off on Slari's pension fund. So it's a feather in the cap for the SABC. I think they are trying. The damage that was done in that organization, I think, is we will probably never know. Mm. And there's people's lives. I agree. It's not only the employees, but it's South Africans out there that depend on the SABC. We have, in the interim, withdraw our amicus application because we've heard that the SABC is actually suing Slari Mutsuning for some of the money. We did communicate with them, and they also told us that they are busy investigating. The public protector, let me explain it this way, the public protector brought out a report in terms of the amount of money that is owed by Slari. Now, the amount that they're suing for now is only some of the funds. But they ensure us that the SIU is investigating, and that's good news.
Yes.
The fact that they're at least going after some of the money. I don't think we'll ever recover all, but kudos to the SABC for at least trying and going after the people that did a lot of damage. To come back to what we are doing, we are a lovely team, and we are so proud of all our supporters. We are publicly funded.
Who's your founder?
Wayne Divinage.
Okay, so everyone knows Wayne. He's been all over the news. I interviewed him 5 years ago, I think, in the very beginning.
Yes.
When he was
yes.
up against the ETOS. Today,
yes.
really, he's done a marvelous job.
Yes.
Very proud of you people. I see you in Parliament. You're all over the place.
Yes.
We taking up the cudgels of South Africa, of us
we're
mere
trying
mortals
to.
Here.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're trying to yeah. to put the facts out there, make yeah. people aware, and to try and affect change.
How do you get your money? Where's your fund? You say public funding.
Public funding.
How do you do that?
We want supporters. In other words, the people out there that believe in what we do, and please go to our website, if I may, www.alta.co.za. Go to our website, see the good work we are doing. Mm. We, like I said, we're proud of our supporters that believe in what we do, and without our supporters, we would have not been able to do the work that we've been doing against the unlawful what we believe the unlawful ETOL scheme. Mm. We would not be able to have done the good work in front of Parliament, taking the facts to Parliament, show them what the Guptas did in South Africa. State capture. There's the Zondo Commission. Now, although I can't sit here and claim responsibility for the Zondo Commission, but in our hearts we believe part of the reason why the Zondo Commission is there is to find out what happened with state capture. Why did it happen? How did it happen? And more importantly,
yes,
how are we going to make sure it does not happen to us again?
Absolutely.
And that part of that journey to get there was us going to Parliament with our facts, showing the people and making people aware of what's going on. And then I have to believe that it's not our fight against government. Government is there. Government is doing a good job. There's bad apples in government. Mm. And it's about identifying the bad apples and hopefully making government aware of these people so that they can take action. Getting rid of the people that's doing all the bad things. Mm. South Africans are suffering. And at the end of the day, the few people that is putting the money in their pocket is damaging
everybody's there.
Everybody. Mm. We're talking about the poor.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that one of the main reasons we are struggling with unemployment and you know, just people struggling is because of something like state capture. The huge amount of money that went outside of the country to other people that could be spent on education for our kids, on better health.
Aren't you involved in the illegal cigarette trade or
no. Although it is probably a good project. It's not at the moment part of our project.
So they took you on as an advocate, and yes, you fighting a number of court cases all at once. And
well, we try to. Yes, yeah. I've got like I said, it's a wonderful team. We have researchers, we have investigators, we've got the projects driven by project managers. Very exciting. Very exciting.
Steph, there are hundreds. Hundreds, literally hundreds, I repeat, of people that are looking for articles, as you know, that have graduated and they can't get lines. You know this, they cannot get articles. Could you do with some of those people?
Unfortunately, we are not a legal firm. So ALTA has a legal department, but we are not a firm. So as ALTA, we cannot take on.
Can they assist you with signing articles if in the meantime? Do you need people? Do you need people to help in a research way until they get articles? They're just hanging around these people.
They are more than welcome to send their CVs. Mm. We are currently extremely busy with our state capture submissions. We want to make our submissions to the Zondo Commission. Unfortunately, it is a process to go through, and we will obviously assist where we can. Mm. But people are more than welcome to apply. We do advertise our positions, and there's research positions and investigation positions, and then in the legal department, if that is your interest.
If people want to, if they are available. Positions available, they go to your website? Is that where they pick it up?
Yes, they can go to our website. Again, www.alta.co.za. Please go and have a look. Maybe there's something that suits you.
Absolutely. Lines?
Yes. I just wanted to actually add to what she's saying, because the reality of the matter is the very same people actually might have stolen those monies that they actually stole are the monies that were supposed to empower people just so that they could actually better their lives. She spoke about education, also not forgetting the crime rate that is actually constantly going up. That is as a result that most policemen cannot actually be hired because there's no budget. You look at the health system, it's collapsing as a result that the money was supposed to be basically afforded to health cases. Facilities, but now the monies are not there. They've actually went to the selected few. So it is very important that our public or our listeners, our podcasters, take time to actually educate themselves with regard to some of the projects that they are doing and show support in those projects, because the truth of the matter is if we do not stand together, we are going to be divided, but together we will make it a point that we actually make a difference and a positive impact in our society, because we don't want to leave South Africa in the hands of crooked people just so that tomorrow, the coming future, is actually not going to be very bright.
Well said, Lions. Yeah. I just want to mention that if you do get a call from a debt collector, if I may call them that, could be a debt collecting attorney, threatening that they're going to do this and that if you do not pay your TV license. If you want to check whether this firm is legitimate or not, and whether you know they are the people that were or have the right to be mandated, I think on your website, on Outer's website, you give a list of the debt collectors that have been approved.
That's correct.
So I think people, yeah, can go there.
Mm. Yes. And may I, on that topic, if I may add the following. There is the Council for Debt Collectors. Yeah. There is, in fact, rules and that a debt collector should abide by. Mm. They can't just phone you and say and threaten you to a certain degree and say, like they did in this instance. They can't do that. And that there are some rules that they need to abide by, and that you can lay a complaint against them.
Absolutely.
And please do, because we all need to hold each other accountable. And if one person gets away with it, that's one person too many.
Mm. Just on Alden's point earlier, he said he has 7 TV sets that people that live on his property use. You only need 1 license per household. Doesn't matter how many sets there are. Mm. So you're right, Alden.
If I bought a license, it all become legal.
Yeah, it's all legal for them to watch.
But actually, on the property, my partner has a TV and has a TV license. So if what you're saying is true, then none of us need to buy one, because we've got one on the property, which is a company-owned anyway.
Well, I think it's a domestic license. That's what the single domestic license is required per household. Well,
it is a domestic license bought by my partner.
Good.
Yes. Okay. They have a TV and they pay the license.
Yes.
Yeah.
So... and it's the same property in the same house.
Yes. Okay. Debt collectors, there's, as you rightly say, please check. You can go to just Google Debt Collectors South Africa. You'll get to the association's website. Or the National Council of Debt Collectors. National Council of Debt Collectors. And they will. There's all kinds of rules. People can't phone you after 7 o'clock at night, etc., etc. Those rules are all there to be looked at if you're being badgered or hammered by some of these debt collectors.
I've had calls at midnight.
No, well, they can't do
from a debt collector, which for debt, which
I hope it was no one was heavy breathing when they phoned you.
No.
At 12 o'clock midnight.
Trust you to have.
Gary, I will send you some of the SMSs which debt collectors send to people. You will be shocked.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, they
can't do that.
There's so many people on Legal Talk and all over the place. They want to know, well, listen, I once took out a license and I haven't watched TV in years. I don't even have the TV anymore. How do I just get rid of it? Because I get badgered all the time as well. Well, you've got to send an affidavit. It's a whole procedure you've got to go through, and you've got to satisfy SABC through their call center that you've got rid of the TV and you've got to make an affidavit. Do so. Rather than just sit and wait to be called, because they have you on record and they'll call you every year.
Or send you an email.
Or do something.
SMS.
So, there's a procedure that you have to go through. If somebody's died as well, you ought to send them the death certificate. Clear that all up. Please. You don't want it to become a problem. Some people have immigrated. In fact, I saw one of those. We've immigrated. A family member wrote, my son immigrated and the council coming to the house for the TV. Just send in the affidavits and some proof that they've left.
Yes.
Affidavits, lines.
Very good. Easy to draft.
Okay, so that's our show, really. We've spoken about Outer, which I think we need to change. We need to make sure that our listeners pick up that Outer is... been showcased on the show as well.
Exactly.
I think it's what's also very exciting, and maybe I should just add that, is that where's I think the biggest problem lately, local government, and we are proud to say that we're also going to get involved in local government to get rid of the corruption and to give the power back to the people, I think, which is extremely important.
Perfect. That sounds so good, because just a quick one from local government. I used to pay 1,200 rand a year, a month, water, light, electricity and everything. As a pensioner, they've upped everything. I now pay 8,000 rand for the same service.
Ooh, wow.
Well, so it doesn't pay you to own a house. It's cheaper to go rent one. Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the other points I think we mentioned right up front was, do you need a TV license to watch subscription services like Netflix? Have we answered that one? The answer is you do not need a TV license. It's obvious.
As long as you don't screen it to a TV.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, most people are streaming
it. If you screen it to a flat,
to your computer.
To a computer, it's fine. But if you to a big flat screen, you need to have the license.
Anyway, well done. You took a stand, Eldon, which we like. And thanks to you, you've come onto the show. They wrote it off eventually. But please, well, this 10% a month, I know I'm going on about it. It's driving me crazy. I've been writing about this. I've written articles about how ridiculous this is. I think it's against the law. Mm-hmm. In fact, what they're really doing, do you know the SABC offers you credit? If you pay your first year, then the second year you can pay off per month. Once you pay off, then you become you granted credit, and they charge you a credit rate. And once you become a credit receiver, then it's the same laws apply as any other credit receiver, in which event their 10% per month penalty is usurious. It's against the law. Somebody should take this up, please. Thank you, Arthur.
Thank you. Indeed.
Just drop the mic.
Boom. Good. I think if a letter from you goes to the National Credit Regulator, I'm happy to give you the letter.
Please do.
I'll send you the letter, Stephanie. If you send it to the National Credit Regulator and ask them to look into the SAB's penalty of 10% per month.
We are dependent on everybody out there, whistleblowers, anyone that's got information.
Well, this is an open whistleblower.
Yes. Yes. Okay, I will give us the information.
I'll send you the letter and you can just unsend it to them. I've drafted it already. I've done it before. Good. Perfect. Thank you to Lionel Makoko-Klela, to Eldon, and to Arta through Stephanie Fick Advocate.
Thank you.
And to you, especially our listener. Thanks for listening. Until next week, cheers for now.
Thank you.
Law, like you've never heard it before. The Laws of Life with Gary Hertzberg on CliffCentral.com. This is CliffCentral.com.